Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Mark 4:26. Notice what he says. He says, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? And what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and as they were able to hear it, he did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. My Lord and my God. He said, the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. Thank you. Oh, the earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts the sickle in, because the harvest has come. And he said, with what shall we compare the kingdom of God? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up. Notice, it grows up. It grows up. And it's larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can nest in its shade. He's saying, if you understand the principle of the kingdom of God, if you understand the seed principle, then you understand how the kingdom of God works. It is interesting to know what Jesus Christ taught when he was on the earth. He taught a lot about the seed. He talked about a lot about the word of God. He was constantly using these illustrations to explain the word of God and how it works in our lives. What can we compare the kingdom of God? Oh, in another place in Matthew 24:35, he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. The word of God endures forever. And oh, my Lord, in Luke 1:37, when the angel appeared to Mary and was speaking to Mary, the revised version puts it this way: no word of God is void of power. With man it is impossible, but with God and his word, nothing is impossible. No word of God is void of power. The word of God, he compares it to the seed. It is full of power. Hebrews 4:12 talks about how powerful the word of God is. Hebrews 4:12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord and my God. Notice what he says. For the word of God is living and active. Oh, let's repeat that this morning. For the word of God, let's say it together, please. For the word of God is living and active.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what made the difference in my life. When I realized that the word of God is living, the word of God has power in it. The word of God, when I put it into my life, will produce. It is alive. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and of spirit and of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's word is alive. God's word is powerful. That it makes all the difference. When you can work with the word of God the same way that you can work with seed, it makes all the difference. What God watches over his word to perform, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. God watches over his word to perform. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12. He says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. I am watching over my word to perform it. When that word, God and his word are one. In the beginning was the word, John 1:1, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And John 1:14 says, and the word became flesh. God and his word are one. He watches over his word to perform. In Matthew 4:4, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Glory be to God. And then in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11. All these scriptures shows how potent and powerful God's word is. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. He's saying that when he sends his word will not return to him void, but that word will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. This morning and in this season, I pray that as you say, under the influence of the word of God, you will hear God's word that will transform your life, and know that when his word is sent, it will not return void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
My Lord and my God, it will accomplish. And the seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8 verse 11, Luke's account of the same parable, Lo, the seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8 verse 11. Thank you, Father. Luke chapter 8 verse 11. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Luke 8, 11. Notice what he says.
Amen.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Let's say that together again, please. The seed is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. And then he calls the word of God as well the incorruptible seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It is the incorruptible seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is the incorruptible seed. Glory be to the name of God. Notice what he says. Since you have been born again, not of imperishable seed, but of imperishable, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. That is how we got born again into the kingdom of God. Through perishable seed through the seed of God's word. Incorruptible seed. It will produce. It has power in there to produce. Oh, I said a story. There's a story. They discovered seeds in the pyramid. And those seeds were as old as 2,500 years old. As soon as they planted those seeds, they began to grow.
Yes, amen.
So that's what he's saying in Mark chapter 6, verse 30 downwards. He's saying that the kingdom of God is as if a man should take seed and sow it.
Yes.
It is full of power, but it has to be sown.
Yes, has to.
It has to be planted.
Yes.
For it to produce any result. My Lord, if we planted, it will come out.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And another point that he makes in the same Mark chapter 6, Mark chapter 4, verse 30, where he says that it is like the mustard seed, when sown on the ground, is the smallest. Is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. So many times, when we start taking the word of God, when we have the seed of God's word, compared to the circumstances of our life, that seed of God's word appears to be very small. Oh, but when it is planted, oh, kind of like the sand and the seed, the interaction between the sand and the seed gets sown in the ground and the earth. Oh, it says that I have you all covered up. You are a small, tiny seed. There is no way you are going to come up. I'm imagining this conversation. You have to understand that. It's saying to the seed, oh, you are too tiny. You are too small. There is no way that you are coming up. Oh, but the seed will respond back and say, no, there is no way you can resist me. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. The life of God is in me. And through the process of time, that seed breaks through the earth, it breaks through the sun, and sprouts. And like the Bible says, oh, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. Oh, it seems small when you are faced with circumstances, you are faced with sickness, you are faced with bills, you are faced with, all these issues of life. But as you put that word in your heart and plant it and water it, oh, it will come up.
It will come up.
It will come up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, talks about the fact that I, Paul, planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. God will always give the increase. When that seed is watered, how do you water it? Oh, you water it with your praise. You water it with your worship. Thank you, Father, that the word is working mightily in me. It will grow up. It will go through that process, but it will certainly come up. It will certainly come up. Thank you, Father. I remember when our first son, Joshua, was born. He had a bowed leg. His leg was bowed. And I don't like that. That doesn't sit well with me. I don't know about you, but it doesn't sit well with me. No, that's every normal human being is supposed to have straight legs. Oh, we took the word of God. By his stripes, he is made whole. We continually spoke the word of God over his life. In the natural, we weren't seeing anything. But notice he says that the seed keeps growing. He knows not how. That's not for me to figure out how. All I know is that I planted the seed and I keep watering it. Sooner or later. That seed will come up. And we have completely even forgotten about it. One day we are just going to church and we observe him. And said, look, his legs are straight. Oh, glory be to God. The seed was working mightily in him the whole time. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah. He knows not how, but the seed is working. First, it will show up. Oh, one of you was sharing a testimony with us the other day. It said, I mean, they had the message that the other day I was preaching and I just preached as I'm led by the Holy Ghost. But it ministered to her when I said this, when the enemy, when sickness or the enemy knocks on your door, don't give him access. Resist him. She went home and she was feeling pain in her legs. And she said, I remember what the pastor said. He said, resist sickness. Resist sickness. Jesus has paid for your sickness. By his stripes you are made whole. He said, I resisted the enemy and went to sleep. And when she woke up, that seed had done a job and her leg was okay. The seed of God's word, it works. It says it works. It will grow up, but it's no good till it is planted in our hearts. Glory be to God. Oh, like I said, the enemy may tell you will never get out of debt. You will never tell you all the nevers. But you can respond and say, I have planted in my heart and it will produce. Oh, the seed of healing will produce healing. It's the seed of God will produce whatever it says. God and his word are one. It will produce for your needs being met. We have so many testimonies in the last week. People receiving jobs as they were putting the word of God in their heart and putting God's kingdom first. It will produce. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. You may have that word in you. You may not feel it, but it is working mightily in you. Oh, in Acts 19:20, it talks about the fact that the word of God so mightily prevailed. The word of God prevailed in one city. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. The word of God is seed. That is why we keep printing all these flyers. I know. I'm a farmer. I'm a co-laborer with God. He's the best farmer in the universe. Those seeds are coming back.
Yes, amen.
Oh, glory be to God. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Father. It becomes, he says, it grows and becomes. It becomes whatever the word of God says in the name of Jesus. I love this verse in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Thank you, Father. Oh, do you not fear me, declares the Lord. Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand as a boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. My Lord and my God, it says, I place the sand as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over. Again, I can imagine the same conversation. The ocean is saying to the little saying to the sun, you little puny little sun, I'm going to run you over. I'm going to run you over. There's no way you can resist me. Oh, the King James put it this way. It says, I'll put a perpetual decree. The sun will respond and said, no, you have to go back. No, you have to go back. I have a perpetual decree in me that says you cannot pass over this boundary. Oh, when the storms of life endeavors to overwhelm you, oh, say you have to go back. 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 I have the seed of God's word in me, and you cannot overwhelm me. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
I am the sun as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. Oh, a mighty storm may come and the ocean might be full and try to cross that barrier or that sand. But there is a perpetual decree right there. Yes. The word of God cannot be stopped.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Cannot pass over.
Wow.
My Lord and my God.
And my God.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says to the ocean, you have to go back. You have to go back. Oh, say to that overwhelming circumstance, you have to go back. You have to go back. You have to go back.
Jesus'
name. Not because of me, but because of the living God who and his word, which is greater than all. My Lord and my God, glory be to the name of the Lord. How do I plant the seed of God's word in my heart? What's my part in this whole thing? What's my part to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to get the word of God in my heart? Number one, steady to show yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The answer is in the book, but it is for us to find out. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Do your very best. Do your very best. Study the word of God. Oh, the answer. That is the seed that you are planting into your heart. As you study and search the scriptures and make it a continual practice to read and to study the Bible, you are getting the word of God in your heart. Thank you, Father. And then number two, meditate on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Glory be to God. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Thank you, Father. Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You have to understand that Joshua had inherited a whole nation from Moses, and you have worked with this mighty prophet and seen all these miracles. And God is saying, now it's your turn, the baton is yours. You can understand, he's intimidated. What, me take Moses' place? Please find somebody else. But God gave him the recipe. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. If you are going to say anything, speak in line with God's word. Don't talk the fear. Don't talk the enemies. No. Don't talk what you see.
Yes.
Oh, say, if God is for me, who can be against me?
Hallelujah.
Put that word in your mouth.
Yes.
Don't speak contrary
to
that word. It shall not depart from your mouth.
Wow,
and
good.
You shall meditate on it day and night. That means think about the word of God when you wake up. Think about the word of God when you are going to sleep. How does the word of God apply to my life? How is God speaking to me through his word? Think on it day and night. In your car, think about the word of God. Or have it going inside. Oh, and when, think about the word of God. Oh, meditate on it day and night. Then he says, so you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For then, notice, you will make your way prosperous. No, you will make your way prosperous. prosper us, and then you will have good success. Oh, you will see what you are supposed to do as you meditate on the word of God. He says the same thing in similar words in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. This is all part of the planting process, getting the word of God in you. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Glory be to God. You will know what to do. You will see what to do. Notice what he says. Blessed is the man or person who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter. The key is delight in the law of the Lord. Let God's word be to you. Oh, like Jeremiah said, he said, I found his word and I ate them, and they were the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, I get up jumping and screaming and rejoice in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Delight in the word of God. That's what it works. But you rejoice.
Yes. Praise God.
In the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Oh, the same thing. Think on the word of God. Oh, meditate on his word day and night. And notice what will happen. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. Oh, this person will not see when the dry season comes. In the name of Jesus, oh, he is planted, established by those streams of water. Oh, everyone may be experiencing dry season, but this person, in the name of Jesus, is plugged solidly into the word of God. This morning I pray, may the last dry season you saw in your life be the last one that you ever saw.
Amen.
As you decide to abide in the word of God, in all that you do, may it prosper. That is part of the planting process. Get it in. Into your heart. Thank you, Father. And I love this story. God's word has executive power.
Yes.
Oh, to come to pass in our life. Luke chapter 8. Verse 22. My Lord and my God. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
My Lord and my God. Notice what he says. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. So Jesus, as far as he was concerned, when he said, let us go to the other side is where we are going.
Yes.
And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging sea and the seas. And there was a calm. He said to them, where is your faith? When I spoke that word, I expected you to stand on it and say and do the same thing to the wind. Jesus said, we are going to the other side. Wind, keep quiet. Storm, be still. Where is the faith? I gave you see, which was my word. I expected you to work with. You are just sitting down and twiddling your thumbs.
Oh, right. Amen.
That's my interpretation. Oh, glory. Where is your faith? Jesus said, let's go to the other side. He went to sleep. As far as he's concerned, we are going to the other side. Nothing is going to stop us from getting to the other side. My Lord and my God. And you know what happened on the other side? There was a madman waiting on the other side.
Yes.
So the enemy brought the storm to prevent Jesus from getting to the madman. To stop what was on the other side. It's the same thing in our lives. When we plant God's word in our heart, there are people connected to our lives.
Wow.
And that madman, if you study it carefully, Matthew 20, when he got delivered, he went through all the 10 cities, the Decapolis, and was publishing how great things the Lord has done for him. And then and later on, in Luke 7:31, when Jesus went back into the same country, into the same area, multitudes came because they had heard the testimony of that man.
Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, God, delivers us so we can go on with our lives and serve him. So our lives can be one of a witness. Our lives can be one of significance. That is why the enemy is bringing the storm. But you can take to that storm. Jesus said we should go to the other side. I cannot go under for going with Jesus. Oh, Jesus said we should go. I am going.
Yes.
That is why the enemy, in the same account, in that parable earlier on, he said, as soon as the word of God is sown,
immediately,
the enemy comes to steal the word. Because if he knows that if he can steal the word, then he can stop the whole process.
Yeah.
But if you say no, I will not let you steal the word, then he knows that it will produce.
It will produce.
And every time the word of God produces, it's an embarrassment for the enemy. Because he keeps telling you it's not going to work, it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But he's trying to steal the word. But he knows that the word of God will produce.
The word of God produces.
We got that word in our heart. Plant it and keep watering it. It will produce in every area of our life. God knows what is on the other side of your testimony. God knows what's on the other side of your victory. He wants your life to count based on what, he wants your life to be one of significance. Oh, glory. Can you take one more? Let's go. Let's take another story. I am fixing to finish.
Take your time.
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. There is executive power in God's word to come to pass. That seed of God's word will produce. 2 Kings chapter 7. There's an interesting story there that I want us to see. Thank you, Father. Verse 1. To 8. But Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned said to the man of God, if the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? But he said, you shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Now, there were 4 men who were lepers at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? My Lord, I can spend a whole month there. Why sit we here until we die? If we say, let us enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die dead. And if we sit here, we die also. So now, come, let us go over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare our lives, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. So they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. But when they came to the edge of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no one there. For the Lord had made the army of the Syrians hear the sound of chariots and of horses, the sound of a great army. So that they said to one another, behold, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to come against us. So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses and their donkeys, leaving the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when those lepers came to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent and ate and drank, and they carried off their of silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried off things from it and went and hid them. And they said, what we are doing is not good. Let's go and call the whole town to come and experience this. But the point here is, the day before, when the word of God came through the man of God, nothing had happened. It was just a seed that was sown. And somebody was standing there with a big mouth saying, if God himself came down from heaven, this can't happen. That's my paraphrase there. If the Lord should make windows of heaven, this cannot be, doubting the word of God. A man of God said, you will see with your eyes, but you won't enjoy it. You won't enjoy it. And that's the thing. The seed of God's word was working. These lepers thought that all they had was an idea in their head. But it was the seed of God's word that was working. Woo, yes. That word was produced. That word was at work and it was produced.
Yes.
My Lord, why sit we here until we die? Oh, why sit we here until we perish? When God has given us his word, when God has given us his promises, why should we sit here and die?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They rose up and went into the camp of the enemy. What do we have to lose? We are already dying and there is famine in the land anyway. If we sit here, we will die. Yeah. When we go forward, there is a probability that we will live. And as they took the steps, God magnified their steps. That seed was working and the enemy heard the sound of a large and a mighty army. And they said, we are out of here. And they left everything there. God's word works. God's word works. Let's all say it this morning. God's word works.
Hallelujah.
When you see the kingdom of heaven can be likened to a seed. When you understand this principle, you have gone very far. Planting the seed, watering the seed, it will grow up. I remember one time, one year we planted seeds in our backyard and we got so busy, we weren't taking care of the seeds. And interesting, we were expecting a harvest. Nothing came up. Nothing. We harvested nothing. Then the next year, we said, this year we'll get a harvest. We'll get a harvest. We put the seed in there, and we took care of those seeds. Watering the seed. Watering the seed. I tell you, we got some good organic backyard organic tomatoes. Oh, it was very juicy. It was very good. We worked the seed. We worked the seed. We worked the ground. And we produced. You see, there's a parallel between the natural and the spiritual. He's comparing his word to a seed. I pray in this season, as we study the word of God, as we commit to God, as we commit to his word, in the name of Jesus, oh, may it produce wonders in our lives. And this morning, if you are watching online, or if you are listening to this, and if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, but you say, I want a personal relationship with him. I want to know this person that you are talking about. I want to have an encounter with the word of God. Or maybe you are sick and you are watching this or listening to this. As we prepare our hearts to receive communion, understand that He took your sickness, He took your pain, He took your poverty, He took your shame, that you might come into the kingdom of God, that you might be healed and be made whole and be taken care of by a good God. And so your first place, your first step is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. And so if you are willing to do this, just say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. Today I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. Come into my life and save me. Thank you, I'm saved. Thank you, I'm in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you've done that, please reach out and let us hear from you. And this morning, no matter what you are faced with, Jesus is here for you. And as we partake of this communion, just talk to God and say, Lord, everything that you purchased for me in redemption, may that be made manifest in my life. Lift up your voice and talk to God this morning. Lord, let the benefit of your death and resurrection speak in my life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, as I partake of this communion, in the mighty name of Jesus, I receive your wholeness in every area of my life. Help me that my life will be a greater witness for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his body this morning in the name of Jesus. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word is
alive.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word is working mightily in our lives. We receive it. We water it. And thank you, Lord, that you give the increase. You give the miracle. You give the testimony in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you this morning. May the word of God continue to produce in your life this week. Oh, as you get more committed to God and his word and planted in your heart, may every mountain before you be gone. In Jesus' mighty name, may you be filled with testimonies and miracles of his goodness and of his love. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. May goodness and mercy follow you every single day of this week. Thank you, Lord, for our time together. We give you praise. We give you glory. And everybody said, a big, big
we trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 1-888-315-8883, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80935.